Hachette Audio presents The Death and Life of Benny Brooks, a sort of a memoir written by Ethan Long, read by Josh Hurley. For the powers that be, whatever they are. Chapter 1. As I lie here in the backyard in the wet grass, I look up at the clouds passing by, and for a minute, I wonder what it would be like to be dead. Don't get me wrong, I've loved being alive for the last 10 years, but lately, it feels like a part of me has died. The part of me that used to be happy and funny and smiley is gone. I think it's because my parents got divorced over the summer. I've been having a hard time concentrating and sleeping. That's why I like to come outside and lie in the grass. I look up at the clouds and think about sprouting a pair of wings and flying far away. My grandfather died and he's up in the clouds, so it can't be all that bad. Not long ago, my mom moved away from us. One day, she sat us all down and said something along the lines of, "I won't be living in this house anymore." And then she moved to another house. We've never even been there. When I say we, I mean me, my older brother, Jake, and my little sister, Libby. It's been over a month now, and you'd think that Mom would miss us more, and maybe even have us over for dinners, sleepovers, anything. But that hasn't happened. She used to be such a big part of our lives, preparing meals, driving us around. She was good at making macaroni and cheese from scratch, not from the box. She baked meatloaf with ketchup, and sometimes we'd have fondue. I loved sticking a big cube of meat on my skinny fondue fork. Then I'd dip it in the special fondue sauce she made, which was so good I could taste it for a week after. But there is more about Mom to miss than just the yummy food. There were family game nights, even though I would lose most times, playing Monopoly, Scrabble, or Trouble. Jake and Mom liked to play fast, but I've got the kind of brain that can't keep up. Back then...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?